Hello, my name is Jake, and this is the 5 Questions with Jake show. Today, we'll be interviewing Stu from KRVM.
Hello there.
Stu, what got you into radio?
Well, when I was a little kid, like probably starting when I was about 5 or 6, for some reason, I started doing my own little radio shows in the back of the car when the family would go on vacations and things. I'd do the announcing, I'd sing the song, I'd do the commercials, I'd do the whole thing. And I just kind of, you know, that was kind of an early indicator that maybe that was the direction I'd want to go. But I didn't really think about it. And then one day when I was 16, I was living in Glide outside of Roseburg, and I turned on the local FM radio station. There was only one. And I heard a kid on the air that was no older than me, obviously. And I thought, well, if he can do it, why can't I? And I called the radio station and asked if I could come talk to him. And they let me come in, and they hired me with no experience or anything at the age of 16, which was great. Trained me from the ground up. That's because there was no KRVM type program there. There was one in Eugene. It's still at that time, even way back in, you know, that was 1977.
This program existed back then?
This program existed in Eugene, but there was nothing like that in Roseburg.
Oh, wow. So what was this program called?
This was just the KRVM student broadcast program. It's been going on.
This is the same program?
Yeah, it's been going on for decades. Yes.
And but in Roseburg, this one was.
No, in Roseburg, it was nothing. The KRVM one here has been going on, but in Roseburg, there was no option.
What was the program that you were in Roseburg called?
It was called KRSB-FM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically, they just trained me on the job.
Oh, sweet.
So, and they trained me how to do, and I got a chance to do a lot, you know, pretty much everything there in the first couple of years while I was learning how to do radio stuff. It was a great training ground. Being a small town like that, everybody got to do pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Even when I was just learning how to do it, I still got to have some great experiences there. And it was a lot of fun and a great experience. And I just kind of, you know, moved on from there. I've always stayed in radio. I ended up coming to Eugene at some point. Well, it was like what was it, 1981, I think. I came up here to go to school.
So you're originally from where?
I was at Glide at the time, outside of Roseburg. I was born in Salem, moved to Glide, my family, when we were in fifth grade. When I was in fifth grade, not the whole family.
Okay.
And then I started down there in the radio when I was 16.
Awesome. So how many years have you been in radio?
Well, I'm 61 now, so that's what, 45?
So from 16 until now, huh?
Yeah, from 16 to 61. So, I can't do the math in my head today, but
that's pretty long.
A very long time.
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting career. There have been, you know, ups and downs, of course, but but it's been, all in all, I've enjoyed the bulk of it.
Okay, so what is your job at KRVM?
I'm the general operations manager here, which is basically kind of overseeing the whole operation, making sure everything gets done that needs to get done. Making sure the station stays financially viable, that we get our bills paid, that the transmitters are all running and stay running, that people show up when they're supposed to. And a big part of my job is just kind of putting out fires. As things come up that are problems for the station, it's up to me to deal with them and get them solved, basically. And I supervise the staff, and I share supervision of the 35 volunteers with our program director, Debbie Starr.
Okay. So do you still ever get on the radio every now and then?
Once in a while.
Do your radio gigs?
Yeah, once in a while. During the fundraisers, I jump in for a few breaks. I don't actually have a show at this point.
Okay.
But during the fundraisers, I jump in. You'll hear my voice a lot on the produced underwriting announcements. I do several of those. At the top of every hour, you'll hear my voice saying, you know, this is 91.9 KRVM, Eugene Springfield, and KAVE Oak Ridge, and all that thing at the top of the hour. The legal ID, that's me. It's hard to avoid me, even though I don't have a show.
What other jobs have you had in the radio industry?
I've done several things within the industry. A lot of my career, I was in the production end of things, the producing with commercial radio. It's commercials with KRVM and other public stations. It's underwriting, which is a whole different situation, but it's a pre-produced sort of thing where you go in and record it, edit it. So I was the production director at several different stations where my main job was to make sure the commercials got done and got done correctly and, you know, were available to play on the air when they were needed to be. And that's something I've still enjoyed doing that. I do a lot of the concert spots and things for shows around town, and I still really enjoy doing that. I've done everything from that to, I've been program director at a couple different stations. I was program director here for 4.5 years before I got the general manager job.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun, too. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, that's program directors basically oversee what's on the air. They pick the music that during the daytime here that Debbie picks the music.
Oh, so that's what Debbie does now.
That's what Debbie does. She picks the music. She oversees the student program. She oversees the volunteers. And then the volunteers here come in and pick their own music, which is a very rare situation, too.
Yeah.
The volunteers here have a lot of freedom in what they play on the air, which is...
And that's something that not like commercial industry, they don't have that, do
no,
they?
No, they don't. A lot of the commercial stations...
It's all picked for them.
Yeah, a lot of the commercial stations, the music decisions are being made way out of state. One of the local commercial groups is owned by a company that's based in Atlanta. And they basically, when I worked for that company, I'd get an email every day saying, here's what you're playing today. Hope you like it.
Yeah, that's lame. And here you really get the freedom to play what you want. Well, not what you want, but what the people want. There's the next question on here. What is your favorite genre of music? You might have the same taste of music as these people on this radio station.
My favorite genre of music, it's kind of funny because I like a lot of things. I like much of what we play here, and I've learned a lot. It was funny when I first got here, there were shows I knew I liked, but then I would listen to that show and stick around for the next one with the volunteer shows. And all of a sudden, I realized it's like, I like Americana. I didn't even know that until I got here and started listening to this radio station, that sort of thing. And one thing, you made a good point there about playing what people want to hear. That's as a programmer, you're playing to the audience. You're not just playing your favorite stuff, that sort of thing. My own personal favorite kind of music would... be pretty heavy and maybe a little funky. I like crunchy rock. A good example might be like Rage Against the Machine or Audioslave, something like that, or something like that. If I had to name a favorite band, it would probably be Black Sabbath, which basically means I'm pretty old.
That does kind of date you, maybe.
I did get to meet the band, which was pretty cool at one point. That's one of the fun things about this job too, is you actually get to meet some of the people you really like.
So have you met like any other famous people or actors or anything through the radio industry?
It's been mostly musicians.
Musicians, okay.
But we've met, and a lot of what I did, it's been rock and classic rock stations where I've gotten to actually meet people. So it's been rock
people.
But we met Black Sabbath. We met Van Halen.
Oh, that's cool.
We met Aerosmith.
Wow.
We met Robert Plant, from Led Zeppelin stuff and his solo career and everything. There's been quite a number of people over the years we've had a chance to meet. It's been... fun. A lot of those people have actually, when they're in town, a lot of those shows were like Portland and we were backstage sort of thing at the show. A lot of times when people would come through town, especially newer up and coming bands, they'd come into the radio stations and we do that a lot here too.
Oh yeah. And get their names out and stuff.
Yeah. They come in and we interview them and they play live in the studio. And we've had a couple of times where people have just like hung around. It's like, okay, interview's over, but we'll do the show with you for the next hour sort of stuff. So
that's
cool. There's been some really fun experiences
with
that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a chance to meet some people you really like. It's also kind of interesting sometimes since I've been here, there have been a couple people, singer-songwriter type guys, I won't name them, but people that I really like their music.
Yeah.
And I got them in here to interview and they were just so, I don't know what the word, I'm tired. They were just like tired and sour about things.
So you really get to see a different perspective.
You do.
Of people.
Yep, that's exactly right. But I think maybe that's where they get their perspective for writing these great lyrics.
Well, do you have any advice for anyone that is thinking about getting into the radio industry?
I would say there are a couple key things. To succeed in this, or pretty much, this is old guy advice here, but to succeed in this business or any business, the first step is to stay out of your own way. Let yourself succeed. Mm. Do the things you need to do to get the job done. Show up on time. Get the job done on time. Ask questions. Ask questions when you don't know what you're doing. Don't just try and wing it, because most people are willing to help you. With getting into actual broadcasting, or we do podcasting like this here, stuff like that, it's a good idea to jump on the opportunities when you have them. This program, for instance, if you're a high school student, you could be in the KRVM broadcast program and learn the basics of how to be on the radio.
Just like me.
Yep, exactly. And you're doing a great job, by the way, just
Thank
so you,
you
know. And with the another thing with something like KRVM, with a community-based public radio station, we train volunteers from the ground up. Right now, we've got three people we're working with that we've trained. They walked in the door with no experience, and we're training them how to be on the radio. And so volunteering at a radio station or something like that, a local community-based type thing, is another good way to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, and I don't think you get this experience if you went to go work for KDUC in town. I don't think you'd get the same experience.
It is a different experience. I mean, I worked for the company that owns KDUC. I did commercials for KDUC and worked with the people there, and they were great people. And they do some very nice things. They do have college interns and stuff at KDOC, which is a good thing.
Okay, yeah.
But in a commercial situation like that,
you don't get this freedom.
Yeah, you don't get the freedom, and it's a good idea if you're trying to get into that. It's nice to have some experience.
Especially
when you
if you're starting this, the freedom is, I feel like it's easier to get started.
You get kind of an inside view of what you're looking at, what you're facing.
Yeah.
So another thing I would say is be prepared to be flexible. I've had radio stations I've worked at and loved, and you show up at work in the morning, it's like, okay, we're not a rock station anymore. We're a country station now.
Yeah.
I mean, if stuff changes, it changes fast. Be prepared to be flexible.
You got to give the people what they want.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like we talked about a little earlier, too. You're playing to the audience, and if the audience isn't big enough to pay the bills, then you've got to do something to get the audience bigger.
It's not, I mean, it is your radio station, but you're not the only one listening.
Right, that's exactly
all these people
it.
Listening.
And that's a perspective a lot of people never do really figure out from the programming side of things. It's like you don't just play your favorite music.
Uh-huh.
You got to consider your audience and whatnot.
Yeah.
I would say be prepared if you're going into broadcasting, be prepared to take advantage of freelance opportunities outside of regular broadcasting, things like voiceovers. Voiceover work can be very good, very lucrative for people that can get it. It's a lot of people are competing for it, but a lot of people in the radio and industry also will do live DJ gigs, things like that. So be prepared to do some freelance stuff. It's good to get your own, get you out there in front of people, and it's a good way to make some extra money too. So
is that how you got to where you are now?
Partly, yeah. I did high school dances and weddings and things for many years as a side job.
Just trying to get your name out there.
Get the name out there and make more money too, because radio at a smaller market level is not a real lucrative career.
Mm-hmm.
It's very satisfying, but it's not real lucrative. So the side income also helps you keep doing what you like doing.
Yeah.
The voiceover work is something I still do when I can get it. And I really enjoy that also.
That's cool.
And that used to be, you'd have to go into a studio and have a bunch of people staring at you and telling you what they wanted you to do. And now in a lot of cases, what happens is you get a script by email. I did 3 TV spots this week for a local company. I got a script and email. I went home to home studio. I recorded them. I edited them. And I sent them in. They said, these sound great. You're done.
And paid you.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's a good thing. So I really enjoy doing that sort of thing.
That's awesome. Too. Well, thanks for joining us. That was 5 Questions with Jake. And we had Stu from KRVM.
My pleasure. Thank you.